Macmillan Audio presents Finley Donovan Digs Her Own Grave by L. Cosimano. Read for you by Angela Daw. Prologue. The stern-faced woman stared down her nose at me, her solid black smock dress and crisp white collar framed by the regal arms of her leather chair. The fingers of her left hand closed around a fancy Mont Blanc pen. Her right fist rested on my open file like a gavel, each letter of my last name printed sideways on the tab.
"Do you have anything to say, Ms. Donovan?"
Her narrowed eyes pinned me to my seat, reading me like a rap sheet across her wide mahogany desk. "He had it coming" was probably not the answer she was looking for.
"This entire situation has been blown out of proportion," I said, as she took notes with harsh strokes of her pen. It was impossible to come off like a badass while I was down here and she was up there.
"The evidence speaks for itself."
"What evidence?"
I inched higher in my chair, trying to read her terse scribbles from my disadvantaged position.
"We have two witnesses to the assault."
"Assault?"
I held up a finger, not the one I wanted to raise, cutting her off. If she was going to conduct a trial and lay down a sentence, I'd be damned if I'd let her do it without putting on a defense.
"That's a very serious accusation to level at a person."
"The victim suffered injuries that required treatment by a physician."
"It was only a few stitches."
"And two bruised ribs," she added without looking up.
"I already said I'd be willing to cover his medical costs."
"You can't just buy your way out of this, Ms. Donovan. You said it yourself. Assault is a serious accusation. If I were to let this go with a warning, I'd be setting a dangerous precedent."
"But this wasn't an assault. It was self-defense," I insisted, fighting the urge to demonstrate the difference. "Whatever the outcome, Cooper provoked it. The situation clearly called for a response, and he got one. Unwanted touching is also an assault," I pointed out.
Her eyes lifted from the file, meeting mine over the rims of her glasses.
"That would be blowing the situation out of proportion."
I put my hands on my hips. Or rather, I would have, if the arms of my chair had allowed me to.
"If you were in the same shoes, what would you have done?"
"I would have reported it to someone with the authority to handle the situation."
"Handle it how? With another slap on the wrist? He's a repeat offender."
"Violence is never the answer, Ms. Donovan. Please sit down."
She pointed a sharp finger at the small wooden chair I'd been relegated to. I glanced down at myself, surprised to find I was indeed standing up. I folded myself back into my seat. The woman took off her glasses. She set them on her desk with an aggrieved sigh. Her weary lids made slow blinks, as if she hoped I might disappear between them.
"Rules are rules, Ms. Donovan, and it's my job to enforce them. I've spoken with Cooper's mother about his behavior on the playground, and she has assured me the hair-pulling will not continue."
I glanced sideways at Delia. Her head hung between her hunched shoulders, the short, downy ends of her blonde pigtails still noticeably uneven after she'd cut her own hair a few short months ago. Must, where Cooper had, according to Delia, repeatedly grabbed them. Her hands were tucked shamefully under her thighs, her tiny legs dangling from the edge of the chair she'd been perched on while she'd waited for me to pick her up after the principal had called me.
"Fine," I said, ready to put the entire ordeal behind us. "I'll have a similar talk with Delia about..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?